Relative to size, the tongue is the strongest muscle in the body. But the real power is in the words that the tongue formulates. If we examine ourselves, we'll discover that we are the results of the words that were spoken to us. That for good or bad, we have been shaped by words, because words have the power to build up and they also have the power to tear down. The Yeaman Fire was the worst ever forest fire in the history of Colorado. Over 138,000 acres and some 6,600 buildings were burned to the ground, costing the state $40 million in firefighting costs alone. All of this because a Forest Service employee named Terry Barton decided to burn a letter that she had received from her estranged husband. And without meaning to, she caused the worst wildfire in the history of Colorado, a little spark that eventually burned over 138,000 acres. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote about the tongue. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It's a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. Perhaps this is why the Apostle Paul wrote, "Do not let any unwholesome word talk come out of your mouth." The word unwholesome basically means any word that will offend, hurt, tear down, or cause any harm. In most marriages, family, churches, and communities, there would be great silence if we applied these instructions. As a child, I was taught, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say nothing at all. There is no limit to the extent of the damage that the tongue can cause. Most, if not all, wars were preceded by words. We know the damage slander, lies, and insults can cause. Forest fires destroy houses, but a spark from the tongue can destroy homes. A spark of the tongue can destroy lives. So, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.